Lori, Labor Day week, and we are back with another episode of the Travel Vertical Podcast.
We are, and some people have hit the road already.
That's right. What about you? Big plans?
Are you kidding? No, I don't. No, I don't really have big plans. The next trip will be, of course, to Las Vegas for eTourism Summit.
Yes. So that will be my second trip to Las Vegas in the month of September, because I'm going this weekend to BYU football has their first game of the year in Raider Stadium down there in Las Vegas. And my parents live down there. So I'm going to go spend the weekend and go to the game.
Very good. Well, just stay away from Tahoe.
Stay away from Tahoe. Okay. I don't know if I know why. Why are we staying away from Tahoe?
Yeah, very, very bad fires are happening in Tahoe.
Oh, yeah. Well, I tell you, the smoke is here in Utah, and I think that's where it's coming from.
Well, for sure. It's all of South Lake Tahoe has been evacuated. The fire is 25% contained now, but it's people have evacuated. They've been told to.
Oh, that's too bad.
So, I mean, you know, hurricanes and fires and gosh knows what else.
Yeah, first we had the pandemic disaster, and now we're in the month of natural disasters. I'm ready for the disasters to be done.
We all are.
So, Lori, obviously an interesting week since we have the holiday this week, and I know we don't have a guest this week because of the holiday, but that doesn't mean there's a shortage of news of what's happening in the industry. I thought the Travel Vertical newsletter was really interesting that came out on Wednesday. And there's some interesting stuff that I think we ought to tell people about.
Well, there is. I mean, obviously, it's Labor Day weekend, and kind of nobody really knows what is going to happen on this Labor Day weekend. The forecasts have been kind of all over the place, but I think it's generally agreed that it's going to be people road tripping, and that we're not going to see the levels of 2019. And that we're not going to see the levels of 2021 in terms of the earlier holidays we had, which were Memorial Day and the 4th of July. And that was during that period when everyone sort of thought, oh, we're in recovery. And so we're not going to see those numbers. I've also taken, we will see a lot of traffic though. I took a look at the TSA, you know, the TSA checkpoint throughput, they call it, the checkpoint travel numbers. And at the moment, we have not seen 2 million people on any given day since the 15th of August. So that's half the month of August. Normally, August would be very busy. Normally, in the first part of August and in July, we started regularly seeing every single day, the numbers were above 2 million. They were 2.3, 2.4. They were right up there getting very, very close to the 2019 traveler throughput, which again is how many people were going through airports. Now we're looking at 1.3. That's a million off from where we were 2 or 3 weeks ago.
And I'm sure the Delta variant situation has a lot to do with that, that people are starting to kind of lighten up on their willingness to fly and instead are probably migrating towards those road trips, like you mentioned.
Yes, that's what's happening. So we're looking at USA Today is telling us when the best times and when the worst times are to get on the road. And they're saying that don't get on the road right now between 1 o'clock and nine o'clock tonight, Thursday, when we're recording this. So they're saying don't travel till after 9 p.m. and then, you know, throughout the weekend, they're telling the best times on Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. And they're saying, if you're coming back on Tuesday after a long weekend, best wait till after 9 p.m.
What does it say about Friday morning? I'm curious since I'm going to be on the road.
The best time is before 10 a.m.
All right. Well, we're going to be in the window.
So it really then depends, you know, where we're talking about. And so I looked at the projections on city by city. And a lot of them can be thrown out the window because USA Today wrote this article a few days ago. In the meantime, you know, New York City, they're talking about the interstates being up 350%, up over normal. But hey, that's not going to be because the whole city right now is flooded.
That's right. I mean, I've seen those videos of the subways filling up with water and everything.
Incredible.
Yeah.
Incredible videos. And then, of course, they're talking about traffic in and out of San Francisco. And, you know, that is affected by the fires around South Lake Tahoe. So I don't know. A lot of the things that were written a few days ago are already probably out of date.
Well, it'll be interesting to see. We ought to revisit what the stats actually were compared to the projection, maybe on our next show here in a couple of weeks.
Yes, we can do that because, of course, Arrivalist does their daily travel index.
That's
so
right.
We can check that and we can know exactly what happened.
Yeah, let's look at that. We'll put a pin in that for now. I know that, you know, we talk about people leaving for travel. There's also been a lot of people leaving for greener pastures. I've seen a lot more job openings in the travel vertical that you just released this week. Tell me what you're seeing.
So many jobs.
Yeah, you said 187 or something like that?
Yeah, you know what? I put 189 because I actually counted them. And then after I wrote that, there were more people sending me jobs. So I stopped counting because, you know, it's close enough 200. But there are multiple jobs, you know, in some of the DMOs. And it's just a very long list. And if you look through it, you could pick and choose. I mean, do you want to live in Oklahoma? Or do you want to live in Colorado?
I would love to live in either of those places.
Would you? I mean, if you want to live in West Palm Beach, Pittsburgh, Seattle, you know, we do this every week. We talk about how many different jobs in DMOs are out there. I mean, like we talked about Las Vegas a minute ago. They want a senior director of marketing analytics. They want a director of public relations. They want a manager of public relations. They want a senior graphic and motion designer. And on the convention sales front, they want a national sales manager.
Sounds like almost an entire team.
Well, not if you're Las Vegas.
Yeah, well, good point. Yeah, for sure. It's funny. I was talking to the state of Wyoming yesterday or today, and they talked about how their whole team is 23 people at Visit Wyoming. And I think Las Vegas's team is significantly larger than that.
Quite sure it is. In fact, the Travel Wisconsin is going to have a job in next week's listings.
Okay.
That I just found out about. But here's the most fun gig. The most fun gig of all is one that's been put up by an organization called Move.org. So I saw this job. It's really a gig. And then also it took me to another place, and we can talk about that next, which is where people are moving to.
Yes.
So they want to highlight their content. So they've got a job, which is Chief Beer Baron. Would you like to be the Chief Beer Baron?
Well, what does a beer baron do? I'd love to know.
Well, just guess. You drink beer.
Okay. All right. I'd save that job for someone that drinks.
All right. So here's what you get. If you like beer, you're good. All you have to do is read their article about what they consider the best 20 beer cities in the USA. Then pick one. Then they give you $1,000 for accommodation to go there during Oktoberfest. And then they give you $2,000 for your hard work. And then they give you $500 extra if you feel like moving there.
Now, if I did drink, that sounds like a pretty darn good job.
It's a short-lived thing, I'd say, you know, but it's a good gig. So people can apply to that until September 10th.
Okay.
There's time. So, you know, that was one of the jobs we highlighted this. And of course, people click on that, right?
Yeah. You know what? You mentioned that you only do clickbait headlines every once in a while, but I think you're pretty good at writing those clickable headlines.
I'm trying. But look, there's other stuff. You know, do you want to be the senior director of brand and digital marketing for the New York Mets?
Who wouldn't?
I don't know. It sounds like fun, right?
Absolutely.
Or how about being the senior business technology strategist for Disney?
Wow, you got some good ones in there this week.
How about being the podcast and content coordinator at Relic Agency in Provo?
See, now that is something that I think everyone should be excited about applying for, in my opinion.
I agree. So there's plenty of them here. I mean, there's a job from Google, TikTok, Expedia, for the Indianapolis International Airport, from Omni Hotels headquarters. So we try to look for, you know, we're not looking to advertise, sales and marketing jobs in every single hotel in the USA, there'd be thousands.
Sure.
But we're looking for the kind of ones that might interest our audience, like if we're talking about Omni Hotels and Resorts in the corporate office in Dallas, we're talking
Omni's
about
a massive organization. Yeah.
It's big, yeah. But the job that I highlight is senior engine marketing manager. So it's more, you know, up the alley of the kind of people that read the travel vertical.
Okay. And you alluded to it earlier, but we're talking about people that are moving from one job to the other. But I'm also, you shared something that I thought was really interesting is during the pandemic, what markets have people most migrated to? And I know it's a video that we can watch, but what an interesting thing to look at. And from a DMO perspective, if I know that there's a lot of people moving to my destination, maybe I can start to create campaigns and messaging around that.
Good idea. So yes, the research comes from Insider, who quotes a number of reputable sources. I mean, they talk to Trulia and Zillow, and they talk to the United States Postal Service, which gets your forwarding addresses. You know, they talk to a lot of folks, not to forget the moving companies. And they came up with the conclusion that more than one in 10 Americans moved in 2020.
Wow.
That's a lot, right? So the question is, where did they come from? Where did they go? And how permanent will those moves be?
So think about that. One in 10 people. I mean, there's roughly 400 million people in the United States. So we're talking 4 million people moved?
I didn't do the math.
just because I've looked at that data as far as our population goes, I haven't like in the last couple months. But I mean, 10%, that is a massive number of people.
I suppose the population count includes like babies.
Correct.
So maybe
correct.
The babies didn't. Yeah, maybe the babies didn't.
Well, maybe they got taken with the parents, right?
Yes, yes, and they will grow up. There's another article in here about I'm changing topics, but you know what is Gen Z? What's Gen Z, as we would say in England? Who is Gen Z? Because did you know that millennials are old now, Adam? The oldest millennial is now turned 40.
Wow. Okay. So there's differing classifications. I've been told I am a millennial at 38, and I've been told that I'm just outside of millennials. But it sounds like I'm in.
You are. You're a millennial. But now we got to look at the Gen Z, because Generation Z is coming up. They've got a name, and the millennials are getting old. They're so funny enough. Anyway, back to the moving thing. New York City, San Francisco, Los Angeles, and Washington, D.C., they were the big fill-in-the-blank.
Exodus?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The losers, yeah.
And mine was a little more diplomatic there, Lori. Yeah,
the losers. And the big winner?
Boy, I don't know.
The Sun Belt, again.
The Sun Belt. Now, tell me where the Sun Belt is. Pretend I don't know, just for the sake of pretend.
It stretches all the way from Florida to Arizona.
Okay. So they're migrating into that beautiful weather.
Yeah. There are now 64,000 more New Yorkers in Florida than there were before COVID.
Wow.
64,000.
I mean, you start to look at those numbers, we're talking like you can get to a fundamental change of a place with that kind of a migration. I think that's a fascinating examination of what changes in the destination when you get that high of a concentration of people from another destination? That'd be an interesting
That's
thing
right.
to look at.
Well, economists are, not to mention voting rights. California's population dropped. California's population dropped for the first time since the gold rush days.
Wow.
And that's the 1850s.
How significant was the drop?
Well, I looked at that this morning and I've promptly forgotten, but
that's okay.
The number was something like X number out, like let's say the number was, I don't remember, but let's say the number was 250,000, but X number in, and let's say that number was 200,000. So in the balance,
yep.
California lost, but you can't just look at the number out because there was a large number in.
Right. Well, that's interesting stuff, Lori. I think everybody ought to take a look at that report. It's in the Travel Vertical newsletter that went out. And you should watch that video so that you understand if that is affecting your destination, whether you're, as Lori put it, not me, a loser, or if you're in the Sun Belt, I think it's really important that we understand that dynamic so that our marketing can affect that. I mean, if we're talking about in Destinations International's conference, they talked about how destinations need to make tourism a community shared value, right? Mm-hmm. Well, mm-hmm. if your community has changed, it's really important to be aware of that if that's who your primary stakeholder is.
Yes. And, you know, if anyone has comments or things they want to add to the picture, the travel vertical isn't just for reading, it's for sharing. And so, you know, we're always open to hearing from folks and letting them have some say here. So the thing that I've learned in chatting to you this afternoon, Adam, is I think that loser is better clickbait than the word exodus.
I think you're right, Lori. I think you're absolutely right. And you brought up a clickbait headline. You had one that I thought was really fun. And I think that's what I maybe want to wrap up with today is you talked about there's some cities that are friends with benefits.
Oh, isn't that interesting? It's you know, Toronto, Montreal, and Ottawa, not Quebec, because they largely speak French. But those three cities in Canada have decided to play in the same sandbox. They've decided to create a campaign called Friends with Benefits. And instead of, you know, competing with one another, they are going to talk to Canadians about, you know, come here and then getting cheap airfares between the three. So, you know, encouraging that tri-city thing, even though they're a little spread out, and see what can be done with that rather than just going, you know, strictly the competitive route.
I love that they call that the Friends with Benefits campaign, and you can get cheap flights intermingling between those cities. Brilliant idea.
Yep. Click on the video. It's fun.
Okay. Lori, this is great. Thanks for coming back and sharing the news that's happening in the industry. It's always fun to do this.
Well, enjoy Las Vegas.
I will. Absolutely. I'm going to take off right now and get ready to go.
Off you go. Have a good time.
You too. Have a great holiday.